Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
What really excites me and drives me is being able to, you know, constantly analyze the environment that I'm in, find challenges, and then think about, well, how would I go about solving them?
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we continue the conversation with co-founder and CEO of Yard, Tony Mladenova. We delve into the company Yard and find out what problems she saw in the loan market that drove her to start up the company, why the interest rates are very competitive, and how Yard will revolutionize the way you apply for a home loan. We start off by discussing one of the moments in the journey that everything seemed to click for her.
I do have a lot of aha moments. I think they're probably related to how people think about property and what matters to them. So what are some of the kind of interesting behaviors is how people think about the loan-to-value ratios at which they buy. So in particular at Yard, we have had a lot of investors that are very keen to purchase with a very low deposit. I'll give you an example. With Yard, you can purchase an investment property with a 10% deposit, which means that you're at 90% loan-to-value ratio. Whenever you're purchasing, as you probably know, with an LVR higher than 80%, there is lender's mortgage insurance involved, which is an additional cost. You know, initially, I thought that people would be looking to avoid that whenever possible, but we actually have found that there are a lot of investors that are quite keen to grow and expand their property portfolios quite quickly. So they're looking to do that low deposit purchase just so that they can save their cash and then very quickly be in a position to buy a second investment property.
I guess them leveraging out that 90%, there is definitely mortgage insurance regardless of which institution you go to. Is that the norm, or is it something that's different about Yard?
Generally, there is lender's mortgage insurance involved for purchases above 80%. And I think that that would be for the majority of institutions within the Australian market. Whenever you talk about purchasing an investment property, yes, there will be a lender's mortgage insurance cost involved.
We find out more about lender's mortgage insurance and how it protects the lender.
The lender's mortgage insurance, it actually doesn't protect the borrower. It protects the lender. And the reason lenders do that is because, statistically data has shown that, you know, obviously for a loan to not go into arrears and for borrowers to continue paying their loan, they need to have had an upfront equity contribution towards that purchase. What's considered, you know, like a standard contribution is around 20% of the value of the property. However, at the point you actually reduce that 20% and you have less than 20% deposit, from a lender's perspective, this loan is considered riskier, so which is why borrowers are required to get lender's mortgage insurance. And what that does is it protects the lender in the case the borrower actually goes into arrears and then cannot repay their home loan.
Mladenova talks to us about the mindset that Australians have when it comes to property investment and how she's intrigued by it.
What I'm fascinated by is really understanding customers' minds around property and what their aspirations are. Other interesting examples are how people, you know, think about their retirement. And what's fascinating in the Australian market is the importance for people to actually own a property. I think that's quite unique to the Australian market. If you compare other cultures, you know, that goal of actually owning your home, I don't think is that prominent. But in Australia, this is so deeply, you know, I believe embedded, and it's so Australian for everyone to own their property. People work very hard for it. People would be saving for a deposit for years to be able to get into the property market. Similarly, whenever people start planning their retirement, there are a lot of people that, you know, consider self-managed super fund options, and then obviously purchase a property as part of their SMSF. So what's been interesting for me is also to understand how people think about what's going to deliver the comfort and certainty in their retirement. And then obviously, you know, like the property class investment is something that they quite often consider, and, you know, and sort of the stable and predictable return that you would get from rent income in your SMSF.
We delve into the main driving force that led her to co-founding her company, Yard.
I consider myself very entrepreneurial, and what really excites me and drives me is being able to, you know, constantly analyze the environment that I'm in, find challenges, and then think about, well, how would I go about solving them? You know, there were two drivers for us, myself and my business partner, in starting Yard. The first one was the experience throughout my own buying journey in Australia. I just thought that it's very manual, it is slow, it is complex, and I just found it very difficult to do the research around what home loan product options are available for me out there and try to understand them myself, which is the reason why I believe the mortgage broker industry has been so successful in Australia. And the reason is that the industry and home loans are just overly complex, and you need someone to sit you down and actually explain to you how you can navigate that whole landscape. You know, this is a problem at the point you're trying to compare and understand what's the best option for you. But it's also a problem if you enter into a loan contract or a product that you don't fully understand the implications of. So I think initially when we first spoke about Yard, I mentioned to you how we were reading this UBS consumer survey. And there was a question where they were interviewing people that have interest-only loans. 30% of those people didn't know that their loan is interest only. So just, you know, just background to that is, you know, obviously, let's say, you know, you have an interest only period, which could be anywhere between 1 to 5 years or potentially longer. And during that period, you pay only interest on the loan that you have borrowed. And then at the point your interest only period expires, you need to start paying principal, and your payments significantly go up as you have shorter term to actually repay that loan. By these people not knowing that they're in an interest-only product, that means that at the point their repayments go up, that would be a significant financial shock to them. And it could potentially create significant financial difficulty for them. And whenever I think about that, I'm like, well, this is really on the lender. You know, like the lender should be fully explaining to a customer what type of product they're entering into and what are all of the things they should consider about and be fully informed. So, which comes down to what I'm personally very passionate about, which is financial literacy. So really these two points around, it's just confusing and complex when it doesn't need to be. And then lenders can do more to actually educate customers around financial literacy, which is what motivated me to go and set up our own home loan lender. You know, what Yard tries to do is try to deliver what we call the simple home loan. You know, like home loans do not need to be overly complex. And then along the journey, provide the required support. We have what we call our loan consultants that work with our customers from the point they make a first inquiry all the way through the settlement. And the loan consultant works with you at your own schedule to really answer any questions and provide that insight, kind of replicating the whole private banking experience.
We gain an understanding on how her company, Yard, has simplified getting a home loan online.
I think the first thing that really differentiates us in being simple is you can start an application for a home loan online, and you can complete and finish that within 20 minutes from whatever device that you know, you have handy. So you can do it via your laptop or you can do it via your mobile phone. So you do not need to attend a face-to-face conversation and you do not need to complete any paper or physical forms. Once you actually go through that application process, we also try to make it very easy and be very transparent about the rate that we provide. So you can jump on our website and we have little widgets that you go through and you can actually see what your rate is. And then the third way we try to make it very simple is around features. A home loan can have different features that are attached. So we provide one rate and it comes with all of the features that you want. It's a fully featured product. We do not have the complexity where we have five different home loan products that all have different names just because they have a different feature and they have a different interest rate. So we just try to streamline things from an interest rate perspective and from a feature perspective. So it's basically you just go on our website, you check out a little widget, you understand what the interest rate is, and then you just get a fully featured product with that.
As one of the co-founders of Yard, we learn about how she met her other co-founder and how they started the company.
We did meet, you know, through our work life. So we are both in, in financial services. Establishing a lender requires a number of different skill sets. We both brought different skill sets to the table as to what was needed to actually be able to stand up the end-to-end organization. So me coming from a management consulting background, where my experience lies is, you know, creating new businesses from scratch, setting up digital operating models, thinking through the overall strategy and operations of the business and how we interact and work with customers. My partner's strengths, his name is Nathan Gooley. Nathan comes from a very technical finance background. So what he really drives within the business is the whole funding and product part. So everything that has to do with that sort of more technical finance sides of things.
Coming up after a break, we find out what she believes are the two most important aspects a business owner should have.
I think the most important thing for any business owner is persistence and resilience.
Some of the goals that she wants her company to reach in the future.
We are looking to grow in terms of the number of customers we have. We're looking to grow within pretty much all of the segments of mortgage lending.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum and you're listening to Property Investory. Have you reviewed your interest rate on your investment loan recently and discovered that you're paying too much to the big four banks? Or have they charged you fees on additional repayments, redraws, or an offset account? If you answered yes to either of these questions, you are not alone. For being a loyal listener of the podcast, the team at Yard are offering you a low-rate, fully featured investment loan with no application fees. And with unlimited additional repayments, unlimited free redraws, and 100% interest offset facility. Because everything is done online, they pass the savings back to you and make the process seamless. Trust me, I have tried Yard and it's been the easiest application process I've ever experienced. I was done in less than 10 minutes. To get your investment loan, simply visit propertyinvestory.com/Yard. Or you can SMS your details to 0499881040 and quote Yard, spelled Y-A-R-D. Starting a new company is never easy, and there will always be challenges along the way. We find out what some of them were for her.
Setting up a business could be quite daunting. No matter what business you set up, it is daunting in the beginning. You need to be very goal-oriented and action-oriented. So every day that you go in and work on the business, you need to have a very tangible outcome that you're working towards. And I think the most important thing for any business owner is persistence and resilience. You know, you're going to have a lot of wins, but you're also going to have setbacks and challenges. You know, things could be taking longer than what you initially expected. You know, there could be some unforeseen obstacles that you need to overcome. But to be successful, obviously you need to have the skills and, you know, the intellectual capability to do whatever you have set out to achieve. But being persistent and resilient are the two key things for me in being successful.
Milada Nova explains what differentiates Yard from, say, a big four bank or another lending institution.
So whenever you come to Yard, you apply and you obtain a Yard home loan. We do not take deposits, which is probably as to how you differentiate us from a bank. So, you know, the correct industry term is we are a non-bank lender or a specialist mortgage provider.
Yard is aimed at providing better deals for their customers, and we learn about some of the different benefits that they offer.
The way I talk to investors is obviously whenever you go and you make a property purchase, there are really a few things that you should look out for. The first one is the property price at which you get in, you know, so you obviously want to, you know, pay as little as possible for the property that you're getting. You want to get a really good home loan that refers, you know, here I talk both from a rate and also feature and flexibility perspective. So obviously, you know, the lower your rate, the better return on your investment. And then the third thing is really think about who is your property manager to make sure they maximize your rental returns, and then how the property is managed overall. So we try every day to play our part, which is the part around the second point that I spoke about, is talking to our investors and thinking about how we can provide the best lending product for them to maximize their return on their investment. You know, minimize the amount of interest they pay, and then obviously seek to pay off the loans that they have taken as quickly as they can.
We delve into what the future may hold for Yard and the direction that she sees the company heading in the next couple of years.
We are looking to grow in terms of the number of customers we have. We're looking to grow within pretty much all of the segments of mortgage lending. So, you know, investor loans, construction loans, home owner occupied, and also SMSF loans. And then, once we go through that growth, the next set of challenge, you know, the next big challenge for us would be to actually add on additional products and features that we can offer to our customers. For example, delivering, you know, a credit card product that's linked to your home loan.
We find out how long it usually takes for a new applicant to apply for a loan and bring over the existing loan to Yard.
From the point you complete an application and provide all of the information we need, we typically take between 24 to 48 hours to assess your application. And then at that point, we send the loan documents. At the moment, we send these via email. And then, you know, customers then review the documents. And then it really depends on how quick the customer is in terms of returning the documents back to us. Outgoing lenders typically take around 10 business days to process what's called a discharge request. So at the point, you know, you want to take the Yard home loan, we do need to discharge your existing mortgage. So we do need to wait for the outgoing lender to process that, and then we proceed to settlement. So realistically, the end-to-end process, you know, with allowing, you know, the customer to take some time to review everything is probably around 3 to 4 weeks' time.
The valuation of the property is a key aspect when it comes to loans, and we discuss the process that Yard has in place when it comes to valuing the property.
We do need to do a valuation of the property. We do online valuations for certain type of properties. So where you have a low loan-to-value ratio, we could be able to do an online valuation. But then, of course, if the LVR is high, we might need to actually go and inspect the property.
We also delve into the complex nature of self-managed superfund loans and learn a bit more about how they work.
What makes it a bit more complex is there is a bit of legal work that needs to be done by the customer around setting up the appropriate trust structures to buy the property, which is, you know, what the customer does with their accountant and their solicitor. So at the point they have that documentation ready, then it needs to be reviewed by our lawyers. And then, you know, once this is actually done, it pretty much works like a normal home loan. However, customers do need to be aware about all of the rules and, you know, account, in particular accounting rules that the ATO has in relation to an SMSF and how you manage a property asset within an SMSF.
Do you currently offer the same rates for SMSFs or are they slightly different?
SMSF rates in general are a bit higher than what would be your standard sort of investor rates if you're purchasing a property in your own name.
Having someone that you can go for advice and some inspiration is always important, and we find out how they helped her.
Support networks are always very important, you know, and I have a number of mentors that I have, you know, accumulated throughout my journey, and they all come from different walks of life. So being able to, you know, have a meeting and have a discussion and just brainstorm a problem or a challenge that you have with somebody that you trust has always been very helpful. And then obviously just reading a lot and, you know, constantly trying to understand how people think about problems and then, you know, what I can take from that and then apply into my day-to-day activity.
We learn about some of the books that she has read that have had an impact on her.
My Bible has been for a few years now a book called The Lean Startup. And what the book really talks about is, you know, how you can be entrepreneurial and, you know, just bring an idea to market really quickly, and then talks about, you know, the importance to actually, you know, rapidly test and iterate and learn from your experiences.
She also shares the best piece of advice that she has ever received.
I guess it depends in what context, but the thing that I have been coming to a lot in the past few days and, you know, weeks, especially in the context of what we're going through at the moment, the, you know, COVID-19 situation, it's really being able to understand what is in your control and what are the things that are not in your control, and then channeling your energy actually to the things that you can influence. Because if you're, you know, spending all of your energy stressing or worrying about things that you cannot control, you can very easily burn out.
If she could go back in time and tell herself one thing, what would it be?
What I would have said to my younger self is probably be bold to invest in yourself, which is going back to the point that you spoke about being entrepreneur and constantly, you know, like doubting yourself. And so you have to believe in yourself that, you know, you have the capabilities, and then actually go and invest in yourself and you'll ultimately be successful.
We delve into what she's most excited about achieving in the near future.
What really excites me is being able to help customers and, you know, receiving fantastic feedback from our customers. And, you know, this is what keeps me super excited about this business. And the way we define success at the moment is what people say about us and experience people have with us.
How much of your success is due to your skill, intelligence, and hard work? And how much of it is because of luck?
I'm a very big pragmatist, and I would say that actually very little has been based on luck. And I would say, unfortunately, you know, that is unfortunate to say, but I think, you know, there has been a lot of hard work. And as I previously spoke about, persistence. It's hard to deliver overnight success, in my opinion, you know, and in my experience, you know, it has really come down to persistence and being resilient.
Thank you to Toni Mladenova, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more of her story, simply visit propertyinvestory.com. Hey, before you go, just a quick one. For being a loyal listener of the podcast, the team at Yard are offering you a low-rate, fully featured investment loan with no application fees and with unlimited additional repayments, unlimited free redraws, and 100% interest offset facility. Because everything is done online, they pass the savings back to you and make the process seamless. Trust me, I've tried Yard and it's been the easiest application process I've ever experienced. I was done in less than 10 minutes. To get your investment loan, simply visit propertyinvestory.com/Yard. Or you can SMS your details to 0499881040 and quote Yard, spelt Y-A-R-D.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.